From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Our state's immunization rates haven't been good for years. Well before the COVID pandemic, Idaho struggled to get kids vaccinated. And over the last 2 years, the opt-out rates went up, which meant immunizations went down. Kevin Richert with Idaho Education News looked at the numbers when he talked with Idaho health officials about this. He's joining us today to talk more about what he found out. Kevin, good to have you with us.
Hi, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good. So, Kevin, just give us some historical background first on Idaho's child immunization rates.
Well, as you mentioned, the rates have never been very high because vaccines in Idaho have always been optional. You know, you can go on to the state's website and you can see the list of vaccines that are recommended for kindergartners, for first graders, for seventh graders, for 12th graders. None of them have ever been required because parents can very simply opt their kids out of vaccinations simply by turning in a form, not even a form. They just literally need only turn in a note to the school saying that they're opting their children out of vaccinations. And they don't really ever have to explain why. It could be a medical exemption, but very few of them are. Most of the time, it's just simply a personal choice the parents make to not immunize. So we've always had a fairly low immunization rate, even before the pandemic. And we've always had a fairly high opt-out rate, one of the highest opt-out rates in the nation. And what we saw happen during the pandemic, as we looked at the numbers over these past couple of years, the immunization rate went down even further. The opt-out rates went up even higher. And the number of kids who are just sort of in between the cracks here that we don't really know if they're vaccinated or not, that number has increased as well.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened over the last two years, because you broke the data down in the article that you recently wrote. So I want to begin with what medical experts call herd immunity and where we are in our state in regards to this, Kevin.
Yeah, so here's where the numbers start to get a little bit sobering. Last school year, 80.2% of Idaho children were confirmed to be fully immunized, 80.2. The herd immunity rate that medical experts think you need to ward off polio is 80%. So you're just barely above that threshold. And, you know, polio, you know, over the past few years has been a disease that many people thought was in our past. Many people felt was eradicated due to successful and effective vaccines. Well, we've had our first polio case in the U.S. in close to a decade. That took place. That was reported in New York State this summer. So, you know, that number, that 80.2% figure is a little bit sobering. And you look at it in the context of other diseases, measles, where we have had outbreaks in several states over the years. The herd immunity rate that you need to ward off a measles outbreak is 95%. So we're nowhere near that kind of level of immunization uptake.
And then a part of it too, Kevin, that you wrote about that is also, I think, sobering, is the immunization rate when we look at 12th graders, seniors in high school. Talk a little bit about this in regards to meningitis, right?
Right. So over the past couple of years, this is a fairly new vaccine recommendation from the state. It was instituted, I want to say, in 2019, so right before the pandemic. The state is now recommending that 12th graders get a booster to ward off meningitis. Well, that immunization rate for 12th graders is extremely low. It's only barely 55% of 12th graders are immunized for meningitis.
Wow. Okay. So then I want to go back, Kevin, to these opt-out rates, because we've seen a bit of an uptick in people opting out their kids, but I guess it's not an uptick because it's better than it was.
Well, the opt-out rates have increased during the pandemic. And maybe what's interesting too is to try to parse out why that happened during the pandemic. Okay. And state health officials aren't really sure if you can pin it to one particular cause or multiple causes. As I said before, you can opt out really easily. I mean, you can send a note with your kid to school and opt out without really explaining why. So for years, and for some parents, opting out was simply easier than tracking down the immunization records or turning in the immunization records. You just turn in a note, you opt out, and your kid's good to go. So that is probably a factor in this as well. Parents just, you know, did this because it's the most simple way to report an immunization status. But I think we have to be realistic here that part of what's going on here is the skepticism about vaccines in general, the skepticism about vaccines because of all of the scrutiny surrounding the COVID-19 vaccines. You know, people who were skeptical about the COVID-19 vaccines, that skepticism may have been extended and applied to vaccines for the measles or for polio or for whooping cough, vaccines that have been around for years.
Well, and here's what's interesting to me, Kevin, is because our opt-out is so easy and you can go to school, if you opt your child out, Idaho law, I mean, they still are allowed to go to school. In other states, that's not necessarily the case. So even as I sit here, like I know with my oldest child that all of his immunization records are up to date, that they are at the school. It's because he went to a new school this year. With my youngest, I'm sitting here going like, I think the school has his immunization records. I mean, because it is so simple to not have to do it. So did health experts talk about that at all as a possibility where kids could be immunized? But honestly, it's so easy to not have to show that to have them go to school, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. And I think you're probably right here that when we talk about an 80.2% immunization rate, it's probably a little bit higher. But in terms of what school officials can work off of, they have to assume that if a child is not reported to be fully immunized, they have to act as if that child is not fully immunized. And that becomes an issue if and when, heaven forbid, we have an outbreak of one of these diseases in a school.
Well, and as you mentioned, measles in particular, we've seen outbreaks. We've seen them to the neighbors to our west. I mean, there was an outbreak at Disneyland a couple of years ago. There have been outbreaks in King County, in Seattle. This is not unusual to see these outbreaks in children.
Right. And I think one thing that's really important to remember here, if you're a parent, if you're listening to this, schools have very little choice about accepting a child into a public school, regardless of immunization status, unless and until there's an outbreak. So let's say, again, worst case scenario, let's say that there's a measles outbreak in a school in Boise or West Ada or wherever. At that point, the school officials can say, if your child is not fully immunized and we don't have proof of it, we can tell you as parents, you got to keep your kid at home. So if you do opt out, you can opt out, but once there's an outbreak, the school has the right to say, got to keep your kid at home until the outbreak is passed. And if you don't get the records in, if there's no verification of your records, and you know, again, the schools then have to operate on the assumption that that child with no vaccine record on file is not vaccinated, that child has to stay home as well.
So Kevin, how concerned are health officials that you spoke with about these immunization rates?
They're concerned. These are not numbers that they're particularly happy with. You know, the opt-out numbers that they've seen are not good. The lack of reporting is a problem as well. So health officials are trying to take a two-pronged approach here, a multi-pronged approach, but two things that are worth noting. The state is really going to try to step up the campaign to help explain the importance of these vaccines and the value of these vaccines medically. Another thing that they're doing that's new, and it kind of goes to what you were talking about before about keeping track of your own kids' vaccine records. They're launching the use of a smartphone app that parents can use to check on their kids' vaccine status. They can get the vaccine status over their smartphone. They can then email it into the school. They're trying to make it really easy for parents to report vaccination status because I'm old enough to remember when our kids were young and we got our kids vaccinated. We had those little, you know, we had the little card that, you know, listed their vaccine records. And we were always worried, well, if we ever lose that thing, that's really, that's a lot of important information there. Now, you know, in the age of the smartphone, it's no further away than your phone. The hope that they have here, the health state officials, is that by making it easy, parents will be more likely to report vaccine status and more likely to look at the vaccine status and say, oh, wow, we're behind on this. We better call the pediatrician and get our kiddo in and get that taken care of. They're hoping to make it easier for parents to do what they think most parents want to do anyway. You know, the numbers still suggest that most parents do vaccinate their kids and do want to get their kids vaccinated. They're just trying to make it easier for that to happen.
So, Kevin, I did find that to be of particular interest in the article that you wrote. Is that, you know, when you poll parents, as you mentioned, the majority of Idaho parents seem to want their children vaccinated. But as the health experts you spoke with said, it's that minority, but they're quite vocal. So it may give a different idea of where Idahoans stand on vaccinations.
I think definitely the vocal nature of vaccine opposition has certainly picked up over the past couple of years. You know, that's obvious from what we've seen about the debate about the COVID-19 vaccines. And here we're not even talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. You know, when we're talking about childhood vaccinations and recommended vaccinations, the state is silent on the COVID-19 vaccine. We're talking here about vaccines that have been around for years, long before we've seen this kind of backlash about vaccinations.
And so, Kevin, along with the this new app that they're hoping to get up and going, what about a vaccination clinics? Because I know in certain schools they do flu clinics to get kids the flu shot. Is that a possibility within our public school system?
Right. That's definitely a possibility. So the Boise School District did some clinics before the school year to try to get kids vaccinated before classes started. And I believe they're having or have had clinics to help kids get the flu vaccine. Now, the flu vaccine is not part of the state's list of recommended vaccines, but we know that the flu affects kids more readily than it does adults. And we also know that it's a highly contagious disease. So, it's not hard to have a flu outbreak in a school, and we'll see that every winter. So what the Boise schools are trying to do there is, encourage and make it easier for parents to get their kids the flu vaccine.
So bottom line, Kevin, for parents and caregivers, what do you think is the major takeaway of this?
I think the takeaway is, a lot unfolded over these past couple of years, and not all of it is vaccine backlash. A lot of it is just simply a matter of kids were home. Parents were home, people were in more of a lockdown mode. It's tougher maybe to get into your pediatrician to get vaccines and get current on vaccines. So I think part of the takeaway here from state officials is a lot of this is simply a matter of we need to just get caught up. We need to get back into the habit of getting kids vaccinated and making sure kids are current on their vaccines. Because, the state will look at the numbers and accurately say that most parents do want to get their kids vaccinated. The numbers do bear that out. You just want to encourage it and make it happen to facilitate it and help parents do what they want to do anyway and feel like they need to do anyway and see the importance of doing anyway.
Well, Kevin, as always, we so appreciate you coming in. We've been talking with Kevin Richert with Idaho Ed News about Idaho's childhood immunization rates and how they've fallen in these last couple of years. You can read Kevin's full article on Idaho Ed News. And of course, we will put a link on our website. Kevin, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Gemma.
You've been listening to Idaho Matters from Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Gaudette.